Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, along with Starzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. E-cocktails are ready. The chocolate fountain is ready. The only things missing have been you, so come on in and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Something like Saturday night again around here. Yeah, that's it. Time for another night with old what's-his-name. you come showing up and filing into the chat room. I've got a brand new mix I recorded, and it didn't come out half bad, actually. It's got a little bit of rock, a little bit of swing, a little bit of comedy, and it's a whole lot of fun. And wow, we got a crowd. Good crowd already. Good crowd. We got a Chris Lambert and we have a Commodore Decker already. And ladies and gentlemen, your friend and hers Gia and Virginia Healing Oasis is in dropped in on us and paid us a visit. And Marcus Healing for Inner Peace is here and Heaven Blessed, good to see you. And Issa 84, good to see you, darling. And I apologize for the technical glitch during your show last night, but we got through it. Welcome to the world of radio, and I've got the perfect face for radio. And Maverick Angel and RJ Gumby, your friend and his. Welcome, everybody. And here we are. We'll start the mix and begin the recording, and it's about an hour long. And we'll just go with it, and when we get back after that, we'll go live. Maybe we'll get a caller or something like that. But in the meantime, enjoy, kick back, fasten your seatbelt. We're going to light the fuse on this rocket and get things to altitude immediately, if not sooner.
Attention, please let us have your attention. You are now about to enter another dimension. So open your mind, push reset, and reboot your computer.
Lordy mommy, light my fuse. Light the fuse on this rocket, let's go. Tarzan loves Rick Derringer.
DJ accepts no responsibility for the next record. This is a request.
Yeah, we had a request for some ELO. Here you go. From the Zoom album.
Tell me I'm mistaken. I must be kind of slow. The only time you ever cared was when you needed more easy money. Bring him in and make him grin and take him to the store.
Album. Ringo played drums on both these tracks, by the way.
Do 'cause I know what I find. The only living in state of mind. Yeah.
With a little tape 5, Madame Coquette.
reminds me of Paul Revere's ride. A little light in the belfry.
This is going to cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show. Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
I love Wisconsin. I love coming here. I perform here a lot because I've discovered that you people apparently have some sort of federal grant for drinking. You're insane. You pay less for liquor than anybody I know anywhere in the country. Nobody pays less for liquor than you. How? I don't know if you're using that farm subsidy money or if you're just hijacking liquor trucks, but this is fucking insane. Is it volume? It's un-fucking-leavable. It's staggering. I come here because basically if I spend 4 days here drinking, and even with the plane ticket, it's cheaper than drinking in New York. How do you know when it's New Year's? That's the big mystery to me. What's the difference? I've been in bars here, and it's like New Year's every fuck night. Oh, New Year's, that's when we drink with hats on. Now, I've been drunker here than any place else I've ever been in my life. And I'll tell you this, and I love coming back here, but I've done a lot of stupid things when I've been drunk. And if I ever wake up with a man, I'm fucking not coming back. Okay? Not for me, not for me. No. I go right into rehab. And then we'll never return to the quiet charms of Wisconsin. And you drink on another level. I mean, I was in Ireland, and I was at the Irish Comedy Festival. I'd tell you about that, but I don't remember. But I'd been spending a lot more time in Wisconsin. It was my first time in Ireland, and I had this feeling that the people of Wisconsin actually were the people who settled Ireland. I've never seen you fuckers, and it's like, God damn it. Every time I come here, I get there's inevitably some point where I'm just it's just so fucked up it's not right. You know, because you always have you got three drinks in front of me. I got you another one because this one's free. You ought to give people who come from out of state a card that says, "Hi, my name is Lewis Black. I am new to your city and its ways. If you find me on the sidewalk, just get me to the following hotel." It's unbelievable. This is the only state I can tell this story in. You're the only people who understand it. One night I was performing in Milwaukee, and I finished my set, and it was late in the evening, and I had a scotch, and the two of the waitresses sat down, and they had a brandy old fashioned. And you're the only fuckers who drink that. More brandy's drunk in Wisconsin over Christmas than was drunk during the entire Second World War. I actually had a cab driver who was driving me back one night, and he said, "Son of a bitch." He said, "I was in New York City, and they don't know how to make a brandy old-fashioned. I had to jump over the bar." You people are nuts! So we're sitting there, and at that point, they ordered a shot of Jaeger. Because I guess, you know, I love you. You're the only people who applaud Jaeger. And I'm telling you, something is wrong with that. You don't even know what's in it. Okay? That's wrong. You know how they make Jaeger? They take all the bar rags in this country and they wring them into a... That's how they do it. And even with your lack of response, I can hear after you go, "So what's wrong with that?" Saves me having to just go to the shelf and get all the liquors. And I'm sitting there, and a shot of Jaeger rides. I said, "No, I've got a drink." And they said, "Well, have your shot." "No, no. This is a scotch. When I finish the scotch, maybe you have a shot, but you don't have a scotch and a fuck shot." And they said, well, no, actually, you've got two shots of scotch, and this is another shot. Oh, with logic like that. I said, well, I'm not going to do that. And they said, well, what are you, a pussy? And I knocked that son of a bitch back, because I'm no pussy. And remember this, you were not alcoholics. You, and my hat is off, are professionals.
People snapped after September 11th. The one who truly snapped, the leader of the snap, was Jerry Falwell. Jerry Falwell was crazy before, and if you didn't know that, I'd like you to wear aluminum foil so we know who you are. Jerry Falwell said that the reason that September 11th happened, the reason that God allowed it to happen, was because of certain people in our country. People like, and I'm quoting, the Pagans, which is a motorcycle group. Feminists. He brought up feminists. He used the word even. God, I thought I haven't heard that word in a while. Did he really think it was feminists? Is that what upset God? That women, a number of years ago, had decided to leave the kitchen and go into the workplace and demand equal wages and demand power equal to a man? That's what upset God? That God looked down into the kitchen and there was not a stew on the oven? And the spice rack was in disarray and he said, I will smoke them. And I couldn't believe it. He said that God had actually talked to him and said, these were the people. That was the reason. It was those people, and that was why God allowed this to happen. And I thought, well, that's odd, because God had called me 12 hours before. And he said the reason that he was upset was because of people like Jerry Falwell. People snapped after September 11th. The one who truly snapped, the leader of the snap, was Jerry Falwell. Jerry Falwell was crazy before, and if you didn't know that, I'd like you to wear aluminum foil so we know who you are. Jerry Falwell said that the reason that September 11th happened, the reason that God allowed it to happen, was because of certain people. In my travels, I made an extraordinary discovery. You know,
sorry about that. Whoops.
Man has looked at the heavens and truly believes that the universe ends out in space. But that's not true. I've seen the end of the universe, and it happens to be in the United States. And oddly enough, it's in Houston, Texas. I know, I was shocked too. Imagine my surprise when I left the comedy club one day and walked to the end of the block, and there on one corner was a Starbucks. And across the street from that Starbucks, in the exact same building as that Starbucks, there was a Starbucks. I looked back and forth thinking the sun was playing tricks with my eyes. But there was a Starbucks across from a Starbucks. And that, my friends, is the end of the universe. People say, how do you know? And I say, go there. Stand between those two Starbucks. Look at your watch. Time stands still. And if you look this way and look at only the one Starbucks, immediately you'd think, when I turn around, there can't possibly be a Starbucks behind me. Nobody could be that stupid. And if there was a just and loving God, he wouldn't allow this kind of thing to happen. So you turn slowly, thinking you'll see a Denny's or a Gap or a mobile station. And there's a Starbucks! People have asked if there are too many Starbucks. Now we know. When you build a Starbucks across from a Starbucks, that's it. Game over. What group of people would need the service of a Starbucks across from a Starbucks? I've thought about this long and hard. And there's only one group of people, and they're the only group of people that make this joke of mine work. And that's people with Alzheimer's. It has to be a group of people who can drink coffee all day in a Starbucks and then walk across the floor and open the door. Gentlemen, do my eyes deceive me? I believe that's a Starbucks. I think it's time we had a cup of Joe.
And now we have the day away in the merry old land of Oz.
Yo, DJ, are you Jamaican yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.
Gato Evidence!
Oh, yeah. We're just getting started.
Pictures in my mind, a thousand colors are aligned, in perfect harmony they start to blend, until the end of time, a sky that's picture perfect blue.
Thank you, Bill.
Solid.
Time for a little pink martini. Let's never stop falling in love.
I wish a falling star could fall forever and sparkle through the clouds and stormy weather. And in the darkness of the night, the star would shine a glimmering light and hover above, above. Please hold.
Calma.
4-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a 4-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it.
Yeah, sometimes I don't get it either. Oh, you love gotta love that climactic finish. Big finish. That was for you, Reverend Wendy. And everybody else. Yeah, okay. No callers, so we're going to switch gears here a little bit. Hope you liked that last mix. That was kind of different. I thought I'd break it up a bit. And finish up with a little Dan Baird for, the music for Hard of Hearing. For the Hard of Hearing. Whimsy.
Okay, let's light the fuse on this rocket. Here we go.
This is going to cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights.
Oh, yeah.
He spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for.
Remember Rule 62.
For a very special night and party celebration.
We're going to start out with my favorite gal, little Carol Emerald. And, take it from there. We've got some big band and other fun stuff as we go. Welcome, y'all. Stars and Loves, Carol Emerald.
Thank you. like a long ocean, heading everywhere. And it takes a little long, and it feels a little wrong. Who cares? My baby fits the description, and does it easily. A little cave is gonna sail when he dances, I can hardly breathe. Someone call a doctor, need some help to rescue me. One second I'm thinking I must be lost, and keeps on finding me.
Thank you.
Stick with me. I've got a couple more swing goodies.
The smoke on your fire, smoldering endless desire. How long will your flame burn?
And then we'll switch gears and get into some classic rock and roll. Glad you guys are here. Welcome to Saturday, huh? On the floor. Here we go. Yeah. Benny Goodman's going to show us how to do it right. Can't help it. I love this song. So does Tarzan. I gotta love Gene Krupa. This one's for you, Gumby. Begin to begin. Have some fun.
Thank you.
if it ain't fun, I'm going home. So we might as well have fun. It's supposed to be fun. I want everybody to have fun tonight. I don't know if I know how to wang chung, do you? I'll bet Starzan knows. He always knows. Ready for a little Bonnie Raitt and that thing called love? Tarzan's ready.
DJ accepts no responsibility for the next record. This is a request.
Had a request for a little Bon Jovi. Here we go. I'm just a cowboy.
This is for all the cowboys here in Sydney. Any cowboys out there?
I am just a cowboy. Lonesome on the trail.
Told you I was a cowboy. Any cowboys out there?
Starry night. can valet.
Tarzan's a cowboy.
The coyote call. Are you out there? The coyote call. And the howling winds will.
Featuring the late Gary Moore on guitar.
To the western now.
I got a couple more requests.
Call me over and set me free. Cowboy's life. It was the life for me.
Some Van Halen.
DJ accepts no responsibility for the next record.
Okay. We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the chat room and say hey to Acid Rock Radio and Aviator98A Phil. Happy birthday, brother. And Commodore Decker and Ethereal Gnosis, my dear friend Tanya, and Gia and guest 87. Or 84775006. Now that's a number for you. And guest number 9194 and Healing Oasis, my friend Virginia. And Cat Her Magic, thank you, darling, for coming. She is actually the host of this channel. And the lovely Reverend Wendy. And RJ Gumby, Professor, thanks again for showing up as usual. And Sig, the lovely Sig, is here. And my friend, you see, or just see, or however you say it, sound light. thank you for coming in, too. And thank you, everyone. And happy birthday again tonight. Today is Phil's birthday, and Gumby's was just the other day. So a couple of, Aquarians? Or Pisces? Aquarians? I don't know. Whatever you are. Happy birthday, y'all. All right. We're gonna go like this on out for just a little bit, because I'm a fool for the city. Good night. I love you.